of us, the Jeremiah story is one I think all of us have experienced. Jeremiah, who spoke the truth. Remember the time when the Assyrians were coming, or the Babylonians were coming down, and he kept saying, if you would stop worrying about your weapons and turn your faith into a God who always protects you, don't give up. And of course they said, shut up, you're bad for morale, and they threw him in a pit. We've all been thrown in a pit sometimes, haven't you? You've given your best effort and people misunderstand, and you kind of fall into it or get isolated, and you fall into a dark place of betrayal. And then you get inside it and you find out you're in a mud pit and you're shrinking even worse. You know, where it seems to get worse and worse and worse. We've all had those moments in life sometimes. And yet, the gospel message is interesting because we've all lived in pits and in muddy kind of mud stuff that sinks us or sucks us in or grounds us. And it says, don't give up, because ultimately he got out. Of course, the rest of the story is when the Babylonians came, they took him into exile. And anybody's saying, what the heck? I was the good guy here, you know. But that God is faithful in ways that we don't understand. The Hebrew reading talks about the Jesus having to go through death. And you get him talking about this as a fiery prophet. You know, that divine spark that is within us sometimes causes division and trouble, if we're honest. Sometimes nothing does it. I mean, you just get into it. You know, it's okay that mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws don't get along. I hear that all the time, but not the rest of it. But I think the issue is, how do we deal with the fact that life is a wounded experience? There's times of misunderstanding. There's times of suffering. When other people think they're doing the right thing and you get crunched by it or hurt by it or betrayed by it, squeezed by it, and it happens to us, the wounds that we experience with other people, that kind of can embitter us or divide us, or divisions that just happen. Say, how did that happen? I come from an Italian family that was always fighting. And you know, sometimes they hated each other and didn't talk to each other and forgot about what the issue was. They just were mad in our own family. It's not just a Sicilian thing, although I think we have a refined a way of doing that. But I think the issue is, what do you learn from the sufferings of life? You know, Jesus just came, I came to bring fire upon the earth, something exciting. And a lot of times, fire, like any light, casts shadows. And suddenly there's people who don't like you and the family, so what are you doing that about, you know? How do we deal with the thing? You know, I went through a dark time in my life, and I know a lot of times I gave up and said, what the hell are you doing? My line was, I've played God well enough that I know you're not doing it well, God. You know, because you wonder what's going on when things happen that wound us, hurt us, shrink us, scare us, threaten us. And we live in a world today of that. We don't want to go through the suffering for the glory, but the gospel is, don't give up, because God hasn't given up on you. Even death itself, as we celebrate, we know that we're going to live forever in a reality that's bigger and more glorious than we can imagine even now. And sometimes this suffering is a part of that, that refines us to get into the deeper truth within us, that divine spark that is what the death and resurrection of Jesus is really truly all about. So the question is, how do we deal with the pits that we've fallen into, been thrown into? The sinking things when you think you're never going to get out, when you get stuck. What are the sufferings of life teaching us? How are they refining us? Or are we fighting them or flying from them? Which only enhances their power. We've all had times or know people that got so embittered because life wounded them. People they counted on weren't there. And sometimes we begin to shrink and we harden our hearts. And there's no room for God. And we fall into a pit. We can blame other people, but we let it happen. We let it happen. As I was turning the corner to come here this morning, that way down on River Road, wherever it is, that church that's there, so I think it's a Bible evangelical thing, it had a sign there, and I always love to read that sign. But this morning it shook me, because it said, God dwells where people let him. I said, that's not right. God dwells in everyone, period. We need to wake up to it. But see, it's like this thing that we have to, but the issue is we have to wake up to it. God is there. God is there probably even more powerfully in the sufferings of our life, the woundedness of our life. But sometimes we fight it, and we have to be aware of, where are you, God? Sometimes we don't ask the question. And I know that. I've been through 8 months of a lot of darkness, and I didn't even want to talk to him, because I figured God didn't know how to do this right because of what he was doing to me. And sometimes we do that until we stop listening and stop looking. And he says, wake up. I came to bring fire on the earth. But you divided me from my health. You divided me from my friends. You divided me. I'm lonely. I'm isolated and all that stuff. And we let that define us. Rent space in our head. And we think it's who we are. And he says, no, you're still my beloved. My beloved son died. He embraced all the pain, the loneliness, the hurt, the betrayal, the misunderstanding, the righteousness of humanity. And it killed him. But I brought life back. And through this, we who share this process, that's why we're here, celebrating this Passover feast of Jesus, this Eucharist. You know, how do we let the suffering, what are the sufferings of life? And what are they teaching us and what are they refining in us? We get these young people come and say, I want to join this Catholic community. Because you seem to have something. What is that something? Are we even aware of it? And part of the answer to that is, how do you deal with the sufferings of life? The only thing probably that religion can teach us is how to deal with the pain and struggles and woundedness of life. Are they going to enhance it and make you alive? Or are they going to kill you and shrink you? God dwells in all of us, but he can only work when we let him. Because when we fight him, deny him, it doesn't happen. Because we choose to live in the pit, to be Jeremiah, or to live in the division from ourselves. It said this great cloud of witnesses, you know, to avoid sin. Sin means being separated from the truth of who we are as the beloved dwelling place of God. And to somehow come to believe that.